Why Labor LNP deals undermine public trust. Labor LNP deals often pass contested laws. Why not work with ethical independents to help all Australians? Introduction. A question of ethics and power. Why does the Labor Party, in complete control of the House of Representatives, repeatedly turn to the Liberal National Coalition to push through highly contested legislation? These Labor LNP deals not only bypass the growing number of ethical, community-backed independents, but often result in laws that undermine public interest. Instead of collaborating with principled crossbenchers, Labor chooses the path of least resistance, one that prioritises political expedience over democratic transparency. It's a path that reinforces neoliberal policy settings, leaving everyday Australians behind. Labor LNP deals continue to shape key legislative outcomes. Whether it's foreign policy, digital surveillance, or fossil fuel subsidies, major reforms often pass not through public debate, but through political alignment between the two dominant parties. The problem: why Labor seeks the LNP over the crossbench? Protecting political power, not public interest. Labor fears genuine negotiation. Labor LNP deals avoid the demands of independents and smaller parties like the Greens, who push for stronger environmental protections, equity, and public transparency, issues that challenge both corporate donors and political orthodoxy. Shared ideology and surrender of economic power. On critical economic issues, Labor and the LNP both support neoliberal policies, privatised infrastructure, fossil fuel subsidies, and false narratives about budget repair. At the heart of this lies a more profound issue. Both major parties have ceded significant economic power to private banks and financial markets, as one reader insightfully noted. This is the tragedy that modern monetary theory, MMT, looks to correct. While MMT acknowledges that private banks create most of the money through lending, it demonstrates that governments, such as Australia, as currency issuers, retain full power to invest in public goods without needing to borrow from private institutions. They simply choose not to, due to donor pressure and ideological capture. Labor LNP deals reinforce this cycle by maintaining the myth that we can't afford to do better, when in fact, Australia's monetary sovereignty says otherwise. Contested legislation backed by Labor LNP deals. 1. Surveillance expansion bills. Labor supported the LNP's Identify and Disrupt Bill, 2021, granting the AFP invasive hacking powers. Civil liberty groups, including Digital Rights Watch and the Human Rights Law Centre, warned that this undermines privacy and due process. Source: https://digitalrightswatch.org.au. Labor LNP deals pushed the legislation through despite public concern. 2. AUKUS and nuclear submarine secrecy. Bipartisan support enabled AUKUS to bypass public scrutiny, with the deal signed in secrecy and without parliamentary debate. The LNP and Labor blocked attempts by independents like Andrew Wilkie and Zali Steggall to demand transparency and cost breakdowns. Source: https://johnmenadue.com/AUKUS-and-the-demise-of-the-democratic-parliament. 3. Climate inaction via safeguard mechanism. Labor's safeguard mechanism reforms allow over 100 new fossil fuel projects to proceed. Labor LNP deals ensured the reforms passed without the meaningful climate conditions pushed by the Greens and Teal independents. Source: https://climatecouncil.org.au. 4. Voter ID laws. Labor refused to repeal controversial voter ID laws introduced by the LNP, despite warnings they could disenfranchise Indigenous and disadvantaged voters. Instead, both parties quietly let them stand. Source: https://www.theguardian.com/australia-news/2022/february/03/voter-id-laws. 5. Narrowing the scope of the NACC. Labor and LNP MPs agreed to limit the powers of the new National Anti-Corruption Commission, NACC, shielding past misconduct from scrutiny, a move that drew criticism from transparency experts and crossbench MPs. Source: https://transparency.org.au. This, too, was a product of Labor LNP deals. Why it hurts, the cost of these deals. Public trust is eroded. Australians increasingly feel disenfranchised. When Labor LNP deals enable controversial laws to bypass debate, citizens lose faith in democracy's ability to serve the people. progressive reforms get blocked. Crossbenchers have proposed bold reforms, truth in political advertising, fossil fuel bans, and public housing investment. But Labor LNP deals consistently block these ideas in favour of corporate interests. Australia's monetary sovereignty is ignored. Both major parties perpetuate myths about deficits and budget repair, despite Australia issuing its own sovereign currency. Rather than invest boldly in people and the planet, Labor LNP deals result in privatisation and cuts. The solution? Work with ethical crossbenchers. The crossbench represents real Australians. The rise of independence and Greens reflects a public craving for honesty, sustainability, and long-term vision. These MPs advocate for the public, not donors. Breaking away from Labor LNP deals is key to restoring trust. Public first policy through collaboration. Working with the crossbench has already yielded results. Helen Haines' proposal for a strong federal anti-corruption commission laid the groundwork for the current NACC, National Anti-Corruption Commission. David Pocock's negotiations added transparency to the budget process. Rather than rely on Labor LNP deals, a collaborative parliament could deliver genuine outcomes for Australians. Embrace sovereign solutions. Labor can use its currency issuing capacity to fully fund healthcare, housing, and renewables without austerity or privatisation. Ethical governance must reject the limitations imposed by Labor LNP deals. Why this matters? When Labor LNP deals are used to push through contested laws, they silence the democratic voices of millions who voted for reform-minded independents and smaller parties. This normalises unethical governance and locks in donor-driven policymaking. Australia's currency sovereignty empowers our government to act ethically and boldly in the best interests of the people. Reader engagement question. Why do you think Labor chooses political convenience over ethical collaboration? And how can we shift this dynamic? Q&A section. Q1. Does Labor really need the LNP to pass laws? No. In many cases, Labor could pass legislation with the Greens and Independents if it chose to negotiate in good faith. Q2. Why does bipartisan lawmaking matter? When major parties collude, they bypass public scrutiny and often pass laws favouring corporate donors. Q3. Are independents and smaller parties effective? Yes. Many have shaped key policies and held governments accountable on climate, corruption, and social justice. Q4. Can Australia afford to govern differently? Absolutely. As a sovereign currency issuer, Australia is not financially constrained like households or states. Call to action. We'd love to hear from you. Inspired by this article? See what others are saying on our reader testimonials page. Share your thoughts via our reader feedback form. Your voice helps shape future content. Scroll down and leave a comment below to join the discussion. If this article resonated with you, explore more on political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty at Social Justice Australia. Spread the word. Share this article with friends, family, or your social networks to keep the conversation going and help build a fairer, more just Australia. Keep independent journalism alive. Support voices that challenge the status quo. We are 100% reader-supported, no ads, no corporate strings, just honest, truth-driven journalism. If our work informs or inspires you, please chip in. Donate now, one time or monthly. Even $5 helps us keep publishing. Together, we are making change possible. Already donated? Leave us a review on Google to help others find us.